Blog Talk Radio.
Right, assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay, I'll pray you to Allah. I'm blind Daia was saying that they had some type of problem with the internet. So I'm here taking care of something with my aunt, but I told her that I would call in. And then it opened up the line. So, I put myself on mute and y'all, assalamu alaikum, brother Yuja, you there? Brother Yuja.
No, it's Muhammad Sharif.
I got your voice, brother Muhammad Sharif. I just want to see. Oh, Yuja, take yourself off mute. Okay,
I'm not on mute.
Okay, all right. Okay, I got you. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear, and I hear Brother Muhammad loud and clear. So I'm going to leave y'all both open, and I'm going to put my cell phone on mute right now because I'm in the bank and I'm dealing with my aunt. So assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. We might as well go and open up and start and, you know, just get it started. Praise be to Allah. Started off with the prayer and everything. Inshallah. You want to open up with prayer?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You want to open up with prayer?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I do sit on the regime. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Yeah, can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum, Yuja. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, they unmuted it then. They hadn't opened up the board. Could you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now, yes.
Okay, then. Like we was cut off.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, look like it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear y'all loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, so somebody's going to cut us off because he was doing the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah, brother Sharif, could you get through doing the prayer?
Yes, I did it. I finished it.
Oh, okay then. Well, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. I think I got cut off a little bit before the prayer. But alhamdulillah, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Lot, Moses, all those great men was Allah's messenger. And Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon him, he was the last prophet. He was the seal of the prophet. All of them was human beings. Allah says that if the earth was populated with angels, God would send us an angel as a messenger. But the earth is populated with human beings, so he sent us a human messenger. Praises be to Allah. We thank Allah for blessing us to be on the message of concern. We try to be as regular as we possibly can. And we try to do everything that according to protocol. The message of concern is dealing with addressing problems that the human being have to cope with and deal with every day, and this is ideas and concepts and images, and those messages that's coming out to the public, and those images that's coming out to the public is giving, especially our young children. And the older ones too, it's doing a psychological damage. There was over 500 psychologists studied that image, the one that says that Jesus is God, he's the Son of God, and the psychologist said, when the children look at that image right away, if they don't look like that image, it causes psychological damage. It causes psychological damage, you know. And the one that looks like the image, it causes them psychological damage too, but it have a different psychological effect. You know, what it does to the one that don't look like the image, it makes them inferior. It makes them want to be like the image, you see. But the one that looks like the image, what it does to them psychologically, it makes them inferior. You see, and God showed them that they can't be God. You know, it makes them take on something that they can't be. So it has effect on different of the classes of people. You know, so we are asking for the removal of that image, you know, especially the one that is displaying and is showing one of the nationalities as one of the children of the family of God. And we're here to let you know it causes psychological damage. And we ask them to remove that image out of worship. You see, so it's a simple thing. You know what we're doing We are only warning the peoples because God is safe for us to warn the people. That's what God tells us to do. So warn them. And it's up to the individual. It's up to the people who are doing this to stop doing it. Because God said, one thing that he don't forgive is when you set up partners with God. Set up partner with him. It's saying that God has an equal. Saying that there's another God. You know. So praises be to Allah. We pray that we have brothers and sisters that come on, that speak to that and just give us their ideas. Give us their idea of the psychological effect that it causes. You know, there's so many psychological effects and damage that this image is doing, you know. And our children it's just running them. It's just running them. And if it wasn't for people like us that bringing the truth, you know, it would have been a bigger problem. A big, big problem. If it wasn't for us, you know. So praise be to Allah. I'm going to ask my brother, would you like to say a few words? Alhamdulillah, Brother Sharif. And I'm going to listen, learn from him. Praise be to Allah. And I'm going to yield.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Sharif, could you say something about images and the effect that it have on the society?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, basically I would be repeating what you and Akbar have been saying for the last few years, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
And that is the truth. You know, when I will always seem to go back to Sidi Nair Muhammad, he became the leader. He took us, you know what we have been told for the past 45 years. On his father, you know, he told about the white man, the so-called white man, being everything's white, and we was all under that whole planet almost.
Right.
Then, right now, Elijah Muhammad came in. I know, and then I spoke to us a few days ago. He was speaking about I'm going to take you all back to the beginning, how we got started. He started missing Farrar. He tells all about when Farrar came here, where he came to India, and had to have problems over there. When he came here, he was trying to help us out of that situation because we had the same situation that they had in his country, India. So he's going to try to help us out of that situation. He said that what Farrar did, he changed did like nothing thing, he just reversed the psychology. He said, the black man is God. And then Nam told us about this. He said, you know, he said he Freud wasn't the first one. He said he's like Ju Ali, Nova Ju Ali. He had saw that back in 1913, just a few years before Freud came, 1930. He said, Ju Ali had already started that with the Morris signs. And he went on, he spoke about it. He wasn't the only one. So when he, at the time when Farrar came, he said that was Marcus Garvey. He was taken back to Africa, you know?
Yes, sir.
He said also that, now, he talked about Fathers of Violence. And I had, matter of fact, I have some papers and stuff with Father Vine. And he said, yeah, Father Vine, he was saying, you want to see God, look at me.
Right.
So he had the name, Father Vine. That's right. Yes, yeah. I remember that. So there were a lot of people had come before Farrar, but Farrar put the whole package together after coming in and out of America time and time before 1930, and he was able to put the package together. And that's where he came and took the psychology, and he said, black man's God. And that's where we picked up. Because I know when I came, that's in 1972, that's what we were saying all over America, everywhere you went. That was him, black man's God, the black man God. And we were going everywhere. Matter of fact, where I was, him across the street, there was a project where I was living. And brother had a lot of steak and cakes and all those different places. And we had this project across the street, look like, you know how big some projects are. They got a whole lot of people. And then it's like at one time, the half of the project, because we was all young, all in the 20s and early 30s, that got the whole project that came in the nation is on. Everybody, everywhere you go, repent. Black is God, black is God. And then when the Imam came in, he straightened us all out. The Imam said, the so-called white man is not God, and the black man is God, is not God.
It's not
so
God.
Allah
That's
is
right.
God. And then he put us on the back track and started telling us about Prophet Muhammad, because none of us had heard about Prophet Muhammad. But the Imam brought us right into this. And there were some that accepted Imam's new leadership. Some didn't, you know. But anyway, that's basically is what Nam said, how we got to where we were when he brought us in. And praise be to Allah. Put us on the right track, The Creator.
They had plenty of those 5%ers too, right?
Oh, yeah, plenty of 5%ers. Oh, yeah, right. That's right. We have 5%ers in not too many in here in New York too. 5% in New York also. Now.
And they were claiming the same thing, wasn't it?
Same thing, yeah, right. Well, they had gathered from those that came in under I can't think of the man's name now, but anyway, he kind of broke off from the Nation of Islam and he saw the 5%.
It wasn't y'all. I can't think of his name. He broke, like you say, he was a brother that broke off from the Nation of Islam and started his own thing. Alhamdulillah.
And we see one of his places here in New York, right on the one of the main streets we have here on Adam K. Powell Boulevard, 126th Street. That's one of his they call it temples or place of worship where you see us. Right on 126th Street. We see them, they have programs sometimes, see people going and out. Matter of fact, they just named a street. His name is Clams.
Yeah, that's his name. Came to you.
It's all right, Mark. It came to me finally, right?
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Allah brought it to you. Praise God be to Allah, brother. The Imam, he told us in reference to Master Farrar Muhammad, he started calling him Master Farrar Muhammad. Everything that he brought us, he knew that it wasn't correct.
Yeah, he right.
You know, but it was just like you say, it was a psychology. Because of the Caucasian, they were using the white psychology. So that black psychology, its purpose was to check it. Was to check it. And I remember the Elijah Muhammad saying that to prove to you that the black man is God, you can get two black persons, men and women, together, and they can produce all the different colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can produce all the different colors. You know, light skinned, albino, brown skin. They can produce all the colors. Black, you know, Caucasian mm-hmm. looking. You know, he said, but if you get two Caucasian together, you can't get nothing but white. So see, he said that's so that was his psychology that he used. He used mm-hmm. he used that psychology to establish that all peoples came from black, you know. And they had that Yakub concept out there too, you know, but we know since when the Imam came, Imam gave us, like you said, Brother Sheree, Imam directed us into the Quran, and when we picked up the Quran and read the Quran say that God is the one that made us different. God is the one who created us and made us different, and the reason that he made us different so we can learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Quran say, you know. So you know, some of the people, some of the Muslims was believing in that science, but it wasn't a science that was so much. If it was a revelation from God, it was psychology, and I remember the Imam said also that if he didn't have that type of science in there and just listening and getting it from the Middle Eastern brothers, so he probably never would have became a Muslim.
That's right. He would never became Muslim.
Yes, sir. Yes, so you know, everything was on time. Everything was on time. And so today we know, especially us, the one that's following Prophet Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, we know the truth. You know, Allah bless us with the truth, and knowing the truth, when we hear those terms, you know, we don't look at it the same way peoples that is still under that type of influence. I hope I'm making myself clear.
Yeah, you
that still under that influence, you know, still think that they black and still think that they white, you know, and things like that. Still think that isn't an identity, but it's not an identity. It's a psychology that was used. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah for blessing us. And many of us picked it up, and we took it out there.
Right.
We took it out
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Brother Akbar, are you there? Brother Akbar? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I thought I heard him earlier, you know.
Yeah, I thought I did too.
Mm-hmm. I think he's been having a lot of difficulties problem with his phone, I think. That's been happening for the last few days. Yeah.
Yes. Praise be to Allah. And plus, he be out there regular.
You know? Right, right.
I think that's a law for Brother Akbar. You know. It's just like Jesus gave his life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It don't mean that he died. He gave his life to do the work. You know, in other words, he didn't do nothing there. That was the main thing. He woke up on it and went to sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dealing with the image. You know.
Right.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. I can't think of that.
Yeah, I brought you on that too. No, I brought you on the Facebook or you know, sometimes you pick up. See, Akbar right out there teaching on the street and everything with the door horn and all.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do it. Praise mm-hmm. be to Allah. I was getting ready to say something, and I can't. It'll come back to me.
It'll come back. It'll come back.
Also, we here on the Message of Concern, we talk about business, mm-hmm. and we talk about reparation. We talk about those other two things, you know. I heard somebody on the a couple of people's newsman. It was a male, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about they done took a position. What's his name? The Caucasian, the Jewish Caucasian. Anyway, mm-hmm. he took a position. And he said, no more money to be given to Israel. No more money.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. You don't get. Oh yeah, it was on the news. It was on the news. Mm-hmm. He said, no more money. Mm-hmm. Given to Israel, and he talked about you know the death and the when you kill people,
genocide
that they was doing that. It's not doing nothing to help them do something other than genocide.
Mm-hmm.
What I was getting ready to say was about this newsman mentioned about the money. Well, thank you, Matt Salam.
I'm kind of like dealing with kind of like an emergency, and I was wondering if we could kind of close out in about a couple minutes and pick up tomorrow.
Okay, that'd be good.
I can't tie my line up right now because we're dealing with a kind of like an emergency.
I hear you.
So is that all right?
All right.
And you know, we pick it up tomorrow.
That's all right. We might have no problem with that.
No problem at all.
Okay, you want to take us out in prayer? You want to take us out in prayer, Brother Shuja?
Yes, sir. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way. the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor. Not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, not those who go astray, I mean.
I mean.
Brother God, take care.
All right. Yeah, I'll talk right. Until tomorrow. Until tomorrow.
Okay. Yes, well, they come out so long.
Well, thank you, Master.